I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is preparing to build new accessible bi-directional bike lanes and pathways for the Esplanade and Mill Street area in the downtown core. The plan is to build a wider network of connections across the city for walkers and cyclists, and the hope is to keep roads for mostly public transit. Further, the plan is to help alleviate the congestion of the roads from personal vehicles and provide safer walkways in these busy areas. The community includes popular pedestrian areas, including the St. Lawrence Market and the Distillery District, which attracts close to 1 million visitors for the annual Christmas market alone.
The project goals are to improve safety for everyone, make walking, cycling, and taking transit more attractive, and maintain access to local and citywide destinations. Here are some of the project's context and considerations. Toronto has seen an increase in walking, cycling, and transit mode share and a decrease in people driving. In this neighborhood, the majority of trips are completed by foot, bike, and transit. In addition to the vibrant heritage of both the St. Lawrence and Distillery District neighborhoods, these neighborhoods are growing rapidly with many thousands of units under construction or planned. By building a bikeway before many of these new buildings are finished, cycling would become an easy mode choice for many. There have been over 340 reported collisions along the corridor between 2015 and 2019. 10% have involved someone walking or cycling, and 1% led to serious injury or death.
Construction has begun on the Esplanade for the proposed cycle lanes. At the moment, cyclists continue to mix with traffic, but the city says it is at a greater risk as more individuals have personal cars, which exceeds the city's threshold. Cyclists find other methods, but this has caused further delays with pedestrians at the nearby David Crombie Park.
Some people choose instead to cycle on the pedestrian promenade in David Crombie Park, which creates uncomfortable conditions for people both walking and cycling. Many people are using the Esplanade and other local streets to bypass Front Street and are not bound for destinations in the area. This non-local traffic leads to congestion on the Esplanade and creates conflicts with people walking and cycling.
Also, with the spillover of traffic finding alternate routes, access to the TTC and other public transit has become delayed. This is another problem that the project hopes to solve this year.
In pre-COVID traffic conditions, the TTC 121 bus is sometimes delayed because of the non-local traffic. This bus is vital to residents and businesses, especially for local seniors. This project would help stitch together a series of parks, improve access to green spaces, and reduce traffic stress, noise, and pollution.
Construction began on May 15th on the Esplanade and was completed on May 31st. There will be expansions for the connection on Mill Street and the David Crombie Parkway in the coming weeks. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.